brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to premiere that Ron Paul interview at 1:30. It'll air here for the first time, the video, the audio, all of it. It was amazing. I'm going to cover news and take your calls right now. We cover it all with Ron Paul. Right now, let's go to Bruno in Maryland, then Lyndon, Otter, Mike, Matt, and others. In fact, Matt's next after Bruno. I just skipped Matt. Bruno, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, great to talk to you. Alex, I'm a Catholic priest and just wanted to weigh in on your reference to that bishop's document.
Yes, sir.
I've spent years researching it, and thank you, my brother, for all your stuff. I devour it. Alex, I just want to say, sadly, you might give them too much credit. I don't think these are guys who get the score. And it's ironic. You look back to Pope Pius X 100 years ago, and he said people who dreamed this utopia was possible were insane dreamers and miscreants. And I don't think they understand. I really don't. I think they have this utopian, naive vision, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the entire Catholic Church that's calling for the open borders. It's the 33 Hispanic bishops. But see how that's a right? I mean, are they calling for Mexico to have open borders? Mexico's got some of the most control. The U.S. is wide open. We're bankrupt. And then it's like this idea that Newt has said, and so has Perry, that have a big heart. Give people who are illegal immigrants in-state tuition. Illegals. People in other states don't get that because it's paid for by Texas taxpayers. Well, why don't we have a big heart then and just give everybody something free? Because you can't do that. I mean, it's crazy. That alone.
Oh, absolutely. And it's Cardinal Ratzinger, who's gone on to be the current pope. It's amazing a man in his position back then, he openly lamented the quality of bishops chosen after the 1960s. And we're in quite a crisis. The best description I ever heard was it's the Mad Hatter's Tea Party writ large. But but I don't think they're on board, Alex. I don't think, certainly they're not friends of the Masons and Bilderbergs and globalists. I really think that they just dream of this silly future.
Well, all I know is the Ford Foundation, the globalists, the UN are all for totally open borders. We've got the most open society ever, and the globalists are using our freedom against us. And as I said, I mean, there's 6,700,000,000 people. Are they all going to come here? And here's my issue with the average immigrant. They are buying the government's their friend, and when the government says you shouldn't own guns and we need higher taxes and communism, they think that's good because the government's acting like they're their friend. They're not your friend. I mean, where are these Hispanic bishops warning Mexico not to take the Gardasil shot? Where are they? No, the UN and others are pushing to not develop Mexico. You see, I actually want people to do well. I don't want them to be dead and sterile. But instead, they give them this fake liberation theology of, well, you'll get those evil Americans. What about folks that are in your parish or flock or whatever? I mean, are they awake to what's going on?
Enough people are. They certainly know where I stand. But honestly, Alex, we've got to kind of choose our spots and lay low, unfortunately. And even the folks who would call themselves comparatively conservative, no, I don't think they get the whole thing. And I guess that's my underlying point in speaking to you. When you mentioned the Ford Foundation, the UN, they know the score. They know what they want to accomplish. And I really do think at least this collection of bishops are really in a haze. Somebody once called the U.S. Bishops Conference the Democratic Party at prayer.
No, so I've seen that. Yeah, no, it's certainly, and it's not just the Catholic Church. It's the Methodist, even a lot of Baptists. I mean, I see the Catholic Church and other churches put out anti-gun stuff. I mean, it's like, look, this is America. Stop attacking the Second Amendment. I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. A ton of news. That Ron Paul interview to premiere here in T-minus 25 minutes.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusted.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! Ooh, I am fired up! We've got a hardcore interview with Ron Paul coming up. In minutes, Kurt Nemo has already heard and seen the interview I did with Ron Paul that we taped right before the show kicked off at 11 a.m. today. And so that article is going up in mere minutes at InfoWars.com. Then once the audio and video has aired for the first time here on the radio, for our XM listeners, AM and FM listeners, Global Shortwave, Internet Stream listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, once the interview has aired, coming up at the bottom of the hour, then we will post the video and the audio and all of it in the articles at InfoWars.com. Now, he's got an article coming out, and I was just back there with him working on the headline, titled Ron Paul, Fast and Furious, a Criminal False Flag. It's up. Just went live. Seconds ago, already two comments. Ron Paul, Fast and Furious, A Criminal False Flag. You can also have the headline, Justice Department has committed crimes in Fast and Furious. I mean, boom! Boom! It's big! And as soon as we've aired the interview, at the end of the show coming up, in about 50 minutes, we will post the audio and the video right there at InfoWars.com. Now, that's only one article. Paul Watson's article, he got the audio as well. We crunched it down in MP3, sent him a link. He's got the article coming up on the angle of Ron Paul saying that the NDAA is martial law. This is big to have Ron Paul coming out and telling it like it is. That's like 4 years ago when we talked about the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the Trans-Texas Corridor. CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, I played the clips here, all went on TV and said, Ron Paul is insane. This does not exist. He is talking about imaginary things. Now, understand, we had at that time the SPP documents. Judicial Watch had sued and gotten them. It was even in some newspapers, mainstream papers. There were billboards up saying, welcome to the first leg of the NAFTA Superhighway development interport zone in Kansas City and Dallas, Texas. Ross Perot owned one of them. Giant billboards that we videotaped and that are online in my film Endgame saying Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA Superhighway system, official Department of Transportation documents. And they think the public is so dumb. I just saw an article the other day in Mother Jones saying Ron Paul. What was the headline on that article? It attacked me as well. It was Ron Paul, don't believe the hype, I think was the headline. Yeah, don't believe your hype. It said he can't win. He goes on Alex Jones' show. They believe there's a North American Union forming. We're already in one. They've already got Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. and vice versa. They now allow Mexican troops in the U.S. and Texas. Shootouts. It's all over the South Texas news. Yeah, there it is. Don't believe the hype. I mean, they think their readers, I mean, if I was a Mother Jones reader and somebody treated me like that, this is like saying Disney World doesn't exist in Orlando, Florida, or George Washington doesn't exist. It's like saying giraffes don't have brown spots and little horns or antlers. It's like saying a crocodile doesn't have teeth. It's like saying fish don't have eyes. Spiders don't have fangs. It's like saying fire hydrants don't have water in them. It's like saying fire engines aren't red. Fire isn't hot. Sky isn't blue. Black isn't black. White isn't white. Up isn't up. Down isn't down. Left isn't left. Right isn't right. I mean, they just say Ron Paul is insane. He says that there's a North American Union forming when it's all public, but not on the news. And people, I tell you, these so-called liberals, I watch their shows on MSNBC and stuff, and I read them. It's all about how they're so smart, and they're so intellectual, and these idiots that believe in government corruption are crazy. You people are like moron children who've been given, you know, 10 times the dose of Prozac with a ladling of shock therapy and were run over by a car. I know it feels good to stand around in a mutual admiration society going, oh, we're so smart. Oh, we're so smart. Oh, we're so trendy. Oh, we're so, you know, I don't have time for it anymore. I mean, in fact, you can show them. I actually found the article. Yeah, it's Ron Paul, don't believe the hype. I wasn't even going to mention it, but that lie is so incredible. You scroll down there, it talks about the NAFTA Superhighway, and it says, Ron Paul talks about things that don't exist and then giggles and then links to some other article making it up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I've been to the Trans-Texas Corridor and the North American Union Department of Transportation meetings in Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas. Their maps are all public. The development zones, they're building part of it outside Austin. The plan to put toll roads on all the roads. I mean, it's all happening. The city council 2 years ago, then I'm going to your calls, was still saying they weren't going to put toll roads on MOPAC and I-35 when people got mad. And then they're back announcing it, but they're saying we're not calling them toll roads. We're calling them, I forget, some special lane or something. I mean, it's like when we exposed that the bill was for U.S. citizens. For 2 weeks, the media said we were liars and crazy and that it wasn't for U.S. citizens. And then when it was admittedly for U.S. citizens, they said, so what? And then now they've doubled back and say it isn't for U.S. citizens. I remember reading the Patriot Act in 2001, right after it passed in October. I remember reading it the 28th, the day after it passed, because you couldn't read it until they passed it. Then they made it public. That was the first time that happened. Now they do it all the time. And it said it's for general public misdemeanors, no more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution, breaking your house without warrants, give you a gag order if you do. And I would get on air and talk about it. And I went to the city council and they would laugh at me and say, Mr. Jones, everybody knows that isn't true. And I'm like, here's the subsection. And the next time I went down there, they actually listened and Austin said they weren't going to follow it. People say, oh, well, the cities can't say anything to the feds. Oh, really? 800 plus cities have total amnesty for illegals. Even though that is a violation of state and federal law. Why can't the states enforce what is constitutional if they're doing stuff that's unconstitutional? No, all the power is local and the globalists know that. And the minute we figure that out is the minute we take this country back. But that's not the Patriot Act, and they're militarily just lying to you to make the debate about is it in there or not, instead of, hey, do we want this in there? We're not chemtrailing, but we are. This is not an assault at Waco as they machine gun the people. Mars attacks. Don't run. We are your friends. Oh, you're my friend? Laser beams them. I mean, that doesn't work on me. Somebody has a dagger going, don't put your hands up. I'm a friend. That's a classic thing killers do. Do what I say and everything will be all right. No, everything's not going to be all right if you go along with them. Sure, he may stab you or shoot you right there in the shopping mall parking lot, but at least you're not going to some dungeon where they can torture you and enjoy themselves. I'm going to do what I've done, not once but twice, once with a gun, once with a knife. I couldn't help it. It wasn't because I was brave. You pull a knife and gun on me, I'm going to try to take it away, and then I'm going to hurt you. Because all I got to do is just remove that compulsion and not hurt people. Oh, the governor? I'm turning it off. Click. Tell my brain, kill. You see, we're given all these instincts for a reason, and it's time we use them in the info war. You're powerful. The system's scared of you. Enough to jack your water and food with stuff to make you passive on record. But you can jack that anytime you want. You can tell your brain, I'm aware of the poisoning. Jack it. I'm under attack. I'm done with it. Doesn't matter what you tried on me. You have no idea how much power you've got, and the scum knows it. Matt in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
I'd like to get a little nerd going on to help the InfoWarriors out there try to find some information on the Internet.
Sure.
And a way to do that, if you have like Mozilla Firefox.
Yes, sir.
In the browser, put about, comma, config, and then hit the enter button or go, and it'll basically have like a little warning deal there. Just click past that, and then you can see in there where all the whitelist and blacklist are, and you can turn them all off.
That's right. If people would just learn how all their programs work, the legalese is, oh, you could turn off the surveillance the private companies have. Then, of course, when you do that, you always catch them backdooring it. But the point is, make it harder for them. Use things like Start Page with Catherine Albrecht. That's a proxy. You know, and it's not that you have something to hide. It's that, why do you even have walls if you have something to hide? You're not bad to have bathroom walls. You want privacy. Again, people would say, well, why do you want Bill of Rights and Constitution? Why don't you just let us do what we want? We have privacy because we need privacy. Because why do you need a lock on your door? Because there's bad people out there. Why do you need a lock on government? Because it gets out of control in every case. This is all common sense. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about Sun Microsystems. They have a program out basically like for a video game, and it's called Project Darkstar. And what you do is, as a human, you go in and play the video game, and you go up against some AI. That AI, you kill them off the land, so they move away from that land, and then you start building whatever there. When they go away, they start fighting each other, and they learn how to kill each other. So then they come back and try to kill you again. If they don't succeed, they go back and do it over and over and over again, and then they learn how to kill you.
Now, that's what the globalists do. But again, they know resistance is victory. We resist them, we get better. You understand? That's why we fight them. You understand you can turn that around the other way? You understand? You understand that, correct?
Yeah, I know. They're doing it with computer chips. They're doing it with all kinds of stuff, dude.
Well, we got something pretty powerful, too. Electrochemical.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith and liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words "appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's right. The globalists aren't going to be able to create all these fake right-wing, left-wing revolutions that are under their control. We're having a revolution against the manipulators. We're discovering the tools they've used for control, the magic trick. We're going to give the keys, the secret of the tricks, away. It's the atomic age of the renegades. All right, I'm going to go to your calls, the Ron Paul interview that I taped right before we went live today. Is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful ever. That's going to be streaming in audio and video at InfoWars.com and out to XM, AM, and FM stations everywhere when we start the next segment. It's a segment long, 18 minutes long. It's coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and take a call here. Moving quickly, let's talk to Mike and then Otter, Lyndon, and Kyle. No, Lyndon's up first. He's been holding the longest. Lyndon in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex Jones? I'm Lyndon Glazer in Houston, Texas. I don't want to waste your time. I want to tell you something good. I've been listening to you, and a lot of Americans need to get behind Ron Paul. I can't wait for the interview. They need to listen to you. We're running out of time. We can't sit there and wait till a nuclear bomb kill our children. So what I did was I emailed you. My email, if you can forward my email to Bruce Fine, the constitutional scholar, I got a petition that can take these people to federal court, put them in jail, and put warrants out for their arrest, and I got a plan to enforce it. We need to do this because this is the way we take our liberty back, is with information. We have the Constitution as our weapon. We have a willpower. There's been enough people been ripped off, like Gerald Celente. All these people that's been criminalized can file formal charges against all these people, including Eric Holder, everybody. I got a good petition.
Lyndon, let me say this. Bruce Fine's got a website. I forget the name of it, but you can get a hold of him there. But send us your petition, and I'll try to send it over to him. I say try, because sometimes stuff falls to the cracks. But God bless you, and great points. Thanks for holding to bring that up. Look, suing the system for violation of your civil rights is a great thing, because even if you lose, some of them are going to make it through, and it's going to raise these issues, pointing out illegal wars, pointing out illegal torture, pointing out illegal surveillance, pointing out all the criminal stuff this government's doing, like Holder shipping guns into Mexico, and the fact that he's been caught as a liar, that just keeps putting it out there where they can finally be brought to justice. You ever give in to them, and ever, oh, they'll never get in trouble. It's over. That's why it's a big deal that Ron Paul came out and said Eric Holder's a criminal, and the Justice Department is criminal, and did this to blame the Second Amendment. That's big news, because Ron Paul said it, and that's why we love Ron Paul. He's not a coward. So that interview is coming up. Let's jam in some more here. Otter in Mass, good to hear from you, sir. Welcome.
Greetings. You're online there.
Yes, sir.
That's staticky. Sorry. So I hold in my hot little hands here a letter from the Social Security Administration, which came up earlier. And this is for an individual that's disabled entirely, completely for life. For 3 years, there hasn't been a COLA increase, and I heard a gentleman earlier speaking about it. I'm not a lawyer. I can't practice law, but I can read it. I'm looking at this, and I'm reading it, and I'm seeing that it says the amount due you beginning January 2012 is, in this particular case, $728.40. So this individual has been getting $704.40 a month for the last 3 years. That's what they're supposed to have been living on. Now, the amount being given to you, raised by law, provides for an increase in Social Security payments in January. And it goes on to say that the reason is that the Commonwealth, so I can only speak to what has been written and tailored for this state. The reason that you have received an increase is that the Commonwealth has kicked in $30.40. So in reality, SSI has rolled it back $6 per individual. And the Commonwealth has kicked in some money to make it look like it's gone up a little bit.
Well, I know this. They take your money for your whole life, and then as they devalue the currency, they cook that number. It should be a much bigger increase. And then now in Europe, they're actually cutting people's Social Security, including their private accounts, to pay the bankers who created the thousand-plus trillion. I mean, that's the big nut to crack. Everything else is chump change. We have plenty of money to pay people their Social Security, and it's the same in Europe. But the media is making it all about Social Security, saying that's what's going to bankrupt things. And whether you're for it or not, my thing is it gets people dependent on government through your money they took from you and other people's. And so that's why it's so dangerous. They always steal it one way or the other, and they're stealing it through devaluation right now. I appreciate your call. We should do some articles on this. 3 years since the cost of living went up, and now they're really getting ready to devalue the currency. So it won't matter how much they increase it in a while. I mean, in Zimbabwe, they've got, you know, $10 trillion notes that are worth, you know, enough to buy a cup of coffee. All right, we are going to go to break. Ron Paul going to premiere this interview that I taped earlier today straight ahead. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. Twitter this out. This is big. Wait till you hear what he talks about.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events or conspiracies.
If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America
at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com.
Exposing tyranny since 1991.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are joined by Republican frontrunner, presidential candidate Ron Paul. Even mainstream media admits he's in second, third, and in some cases, first place. And, of course, in national polls, he's the only person who can beat President Obama. And he joins us today. Congressman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you with us. There is so much happening. I've got a lot of questions. But what is most important, Congressman, right now on your radar?
Well, it's continuing to do what I've been doing. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's your strategy? What are you going to do differently? And you know me well enough that probably the last 30 years, especially the last 10 years since we've known each other, I do the same thing over and over again, but I try to improve not only the delivery, but the message always stays the same. But we get better organized. So we'll continue to do that. And the big thing now is these next 3 weeks. I mean, you know how much energy we put into Iowa and New Hampshire. Because, it offers an opportunity. It's a smaller state, and you can meet a lot of people, and you can do direct mail. So we've done our very, very best. We think we're in a good position, but we're going to work right up until, the caucuses occur on the 3rd, and then, of course, the primary in New Hampshire on the 10th. But it's unbelievable how much volunteer work we're getting, and there's so much work going on outside of the campaign that's so fantastic. So I believe that could be our secret weapon, that nobody measures the amount of activity going on outside the campaign. But we're going to continue to do exactly what we're doing with a lot more energy.
And they continue to try to sell this mind game or this self-fulfilling prophecy that even though he wins all these straw polls and even though he's always a top-tier candidate, you still can't have him. But I think that hoax is really beginning to backfire on them.
Yeah, I don't know how long they can get away with. You know, if Newt wins Iowa, you know, he's a shoe-in for the whole nomination. If I win, it's a total fluke, and I'm just a troublemaker and a spoiler. But we still have to prove ourselves under the circumstances of the disadvantages with the mainstream media. But we know where we stand. We know what we have to overcome. And I think we're doing a very good job on this. And no matter how they spin it, there's a limit to how much they can spin it. You know, even when they give me 90 seconds, actually, we've been able to turn that around and turn it into a positive. When you see guys like John Stewart and others, you know, just mocking, you know, the unfairness of the system. So we have to keep plugging along. That's all.
They've tried to ignore you. Now that's failing. The attacks are beginning. Do you think that it's going to do the same thing again and boomerang back on them because the mainstream media and political system is so discredited?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, in a way, even though, you know, the kingmakers and the Main Street media and the establishment people are gunning, you know, the other candidates, have you noticed that they're a little less aggressive? They're more aggressive against each other than they are against me because I think they know the significance of the number of people, and they're not going out of their way to offend. They say, oh, there's just a couple percent. There's 7 or 8%. But they're being a lot more cautious because they know our percentages are much higher and we can play a significant role, and they're being a little more cautious at least.
If you were to, you know, go after Obama more, pretty much run against Obama, transcend the other Republican minions and point out, as you have, that they're basically just rhino Republican versions of that, and point out that you've pointed out the real problems and are the only candidate that has any shot at trying to turn the ship around.
Well, actually, I think that is good strategy because I wish we had more polling, honest polling with my name against Obama, because, you know, we appeal to a lot of independents and even some of the more sensible and honest liberals, you know, the progressives that are anti-war. So I think what you're suggesting is very good, and I would have to admit I don't do enough of that. And it's a mixed bag. Politically, I think is very, very good, and he deserves it, and that's who ultimately you have to run against. But in the primary, I'm not running against him. And I also like to be as upfront as possible, you know, when it comes to analyzing our tragedies and the foreign policy and monetary policy and the economic foolhardiness of it. And, you know, they've been going on for a long time, and it's both parties, but I should at least be more bipartisan and condemn Obama just as much as I criticize some of the things Republicans have done over the years as well.
Look at Mitt Romney, his voting record, Obamacare. He is a Republican Obama. Vote in another Obama. Or look at Newt Gingrich. He's for carbon taxes, Obamacare-style stuff. He is another Obama. And so basically, A, it's a vote for Obama because either one of those guys is going to beat Obama. But B, it's a vote for Obama because they're just clones of him, just with a little bit different rhetoric. I think that is the secret weapon, Congressman.
Yeah. And I got a little bit of that in, but probably not as sharp as I could have or what you might have done. But, you know, in the debate the other night, I said the two of them are totally on the defensive. They're defending their record. I mean, how can they lead our party if they're defending themselves for not being, you know, for having been like Obama all along? So that is the big issue. And I think probably, you know, Gingrich has been pretty aggressive in that light. So maybe that's one of the reasons he got bumped up a bit. So that's not a bad advice at all.
RonPaul2012.com. It is absolutely essential. Obviously, everybody go out and get ready to try to be delegates. Everybody hit the ground in Iowa. I know I have family who's actually gone to Iowa. So there is a massive grassroots operation. All the different ways people can get involved are at RonPaul2012.com. I want to go back to the campaign here in a moment, sir, but they've obviously tried to keep you with 89 seconds in the CBS debate and other places from actually talking about the real issues. And instead, they'll ask you, what do you think of Newt? What do you think of Mitt? So they can basically still give you time and not get caught censoring you, but they still censor you in another way. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, that's been ongoing, and I've lived with that for a long time. I have to be on guard for it, but and try to distract them from it. But that's ultimately their goal, is to make a subtle, if not blunt, assumption that, well, you can't win, and therefore we shouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to you. But the only way we can ultimately overcome that is success in Iowa, you know, as a beginning point. You know, if we do really well there, they're going to have a lot harder time doing that to us.
I saw the Republicans here in Austin are going to protest Eric Holder, the attorney general, today, because he wants the UN to oversee our elections. And I agree, that's certainly out of control and treasonous. But this is the guy caught perjuring himself, and the memos CBS released last week show that they said they were going to blame the guns in Mexico on the Second Amendment. Is that not a form of false flag against our most basic of rights, sir? And what would you do, President, to people like Eric Holder?
Well, he should be immediately fired, and then there should be an investigation and find out if charges should be made. And that's obviously over the top. And all these kind of sting operations and false flag, this is criminal. And I think they do it constantly. I think they were doing that when there was this so-called attempt to kill the Saudi or the Iranian ambassador. You know, that kind of stuff is just way too much. But no, they should be investigating. And you know, that's one thing I think the government House committee is doing a pretty good job at investigating that. But I don't know whether charges will be made, but he deserves to have charges, you know, up against him.
Well said, and you got it right the first time. The claim of the used car sales wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador, and even mainstream media had to admit that was totally phony and a pretext to attack Iran.
Yeah, that was the real excuse to blame it on them, and we know that is you know, I just wonder about that, whether that guy will ever get tried, because if he does, maybe the truth will come out. And sometimes they won't try these people because they don't want the truth to come out. So it's just another propaganda stunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Now they want to go after Syria. It's now admitted the U.S., Israel, and others are staging giant military attacks inside Iran. What do you make of Congress not being consulted on that?
Well, unfortunately, that's been happening for a long time, and Congress is just totally negligent on this. And, you know, the other night when they were talking about this in the debates, you know, on what the president's responsibility is when they, you know, shoot down or are able to get one of our drones. And the argument was, should we go in and get it, or should we just go in and destroy it? And I tried to get attention on that. My suggestion would be, why don't we avoid it by not sending drones over a sovereign nation just looking for a problem to start another war? I mean, they never talked about, you know, the lack of wisdom of having been over there and losing a drone over a foreign nation, which we consider an enemy. I just think that is it's a reflection of a policy that has to be changed.
What's your view on the NDAA and the Inde Posse Comitatus and the declaration of the whole world as a battlefield?
Yeah, well, I think the significant difference is not so much in what they have done, but the announcement and the arrogance of it all that they actually put it into law. You know, our government's been involved with our CIA and involvement in overthrowing governments and this for a long, long time. And, of course, last spring, I guess it was in February, where the administration admitted that they could assassinate American citizens. And now they're putting it into law. So this to me is an extremely wrong way to go. This is a giant step. This should be the biggest news going right now. It's literally legalizing martial law. And yet, you know, in our debates, how often does it come up? It didn't come up at all. You know, and then the arrogance, and this is the one thing Rand got stopped, the arrogance of them trying to push through on their voice vote that if you go through a trial and found innocent, the government wants the right to put you in prison for life anyway. And fortunately, they wanted to do that in voice vote, and he finally got a vote on that, and that was canceled out. But that is arrogance of the administration and neglect of the Congress in using their authority and responsibility, as well as the people. That's why it's up to so many of us now to wake the people up, because they don't probably realize the significance of it. But this is big. This is big. You know, the monetary issue is big, all these things I've talked about. But this step, where they can literally arrest American people American citizens and put them away without a trial. And you heard Lindsey Graham say, well, if they ask for a lawyer, tell them no lawyer for you. I mean, that is arrogant and bold and dangerous. Let's hope and pray that we can get that kind of stuff reversed.
Congressman, we've only got a few minutes left with you here, and I wanted to continue looking at the presidential race. What would be the first three things that you would do, the first three goals when you got into office, when you were sworn in January of 2013?
Well, there are three big goals, but you might not be able to do as much all by yourself the first few days. But you could change the foreign policy and send a message to the world that we are not looking for more wars. We're looking for a more peaceful solution to the problems, and that is to start bringing our troops home, which would send a message that money is going to be spent at home instead of overseas. Might send a message to the market that things will be different. But then other than that, we'd be working on the budget to cut the spending. You know, my proposal that if we're serious about this, we have to cut the budget. I want to cut it first year at $1 trillion. And the other thing that must be changed is curtailing the power of the Federal Reserve to monetize debt and get something passed where we can either or both, you know, restrain the Federal Reserve to act on its own, to print trillions and trillions of dollars and bailing out everybody around the world, as well as a thorough audit of the Federal Reserve, and then find out, find out exactly what they have been doing, and then aim for legalizing the competing currency. Some of those messages, if we change our foreign policy, bring our troops home, start balancing the budget, you don't have to wait for everything to be perfect. It's just the direction we're going. People might say, hey, you know, this is different. And maybe some optimism would come back, which we need a lot of.
Beautifully said. What can we do on the campaign trail briefly? And then finally, I know you've written a piece today. It's on your congressional site. It's also on Infowars.com about forced drug research where they're trying to psychologically screen the kids. Internet kill switch admitted in the Washington Post. All of this is happening. But what can we do to ensure that you win in Iowa, Congressman, in closing?
Well, to continue to do what we're doing, and if they're not involved, anybody's not involved, want to go to Ron Paul 2012 and find out, because people can phone from home. They certainly can raise funds. People are going out to Iowa. There's activity, but there's a lot of electronic activity going on, you know, with automatic phoning and different things that done. This is very, very important. So we're in the lap here right now, so it's very important that we get maximum effort made.
I was about to say, now is the time for the maximum effort, and certainly I'm glad you ran again. Look at the incredible effect you and others have had since your last run 4 years ago. You've got a real shot if people believe and take action. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us, and go with God.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Wow. There goes Congressman Ron Paul joining us today. What an amazing interview. I got to most of my questions, but I wanted to ask him, of course, and next time we have him on, I'm going to ask him, what's going to happen if he doesn't win? I mean, what's going to happen if the New World Order continues? The world government's now admitted. You can't be laughed at anymore about banker takeovers, with Time and Newsweek saying Bank of the World, you know, Goldman Sachs takes over Europe, austerity for all. Internet kill switches. The Washington Post last night, headline, Internet kill switch is here. The Hill newspaper, selective Internet kill switch. I mean, it's here. EAS alert takeover yesterday on major phone systems with government announcements. I mean, they're really getting us ready for it. Absolutely incredible. Here's a headline. MPAA head Chris Dodd on online censorship bill. China's the model. How many years did I write articles with the headline? This is the Weekly Standard. How many times did I write the headline in articles that it's China is the model? This is the Chinese model. There's the Weekly Standard. Here's another one. Google chairman says online piracy bill would criminalize the Internet. That's the Hill. Here's overkill on Internet piracy. Washington Post goes on to say it is an Internet kill switch. Here's another one. Internet privacy bill, a bill to kill free speech, a free speech kill switch. That's the Hill as well. Wow, incredible. That was our interview with Congressman Ron Paul. You are insane if you don't get behind Ron Paul. You are under mind control if you don't believe he can win. I heard Jeff Ward yesterday, local top talk show host in his time slot on 590 that we're on as well. Good guy. Former UT kicker, you know, NFL guy, smart guy, teaches at UT. And I heard him say, too bad Ron Paul can't win because I really like him. And callers called in and said, they say he can't win. He goes, yeah, the establishment doesn't want him. That's a mind trick. That's a mind game. And I hear national hosts saying it, other local hosts. I see it everywhere. This mantra of them saying you can't have freedom. That's like an enemy psyop to say you can't win. You have been defeated. We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. Your resistance is futile, tyrants. All your high-tech crud and all your mind control and all your semantical manipulations fail the minute people are awake to your scam. Doesn't matter how fancy it is anymore. When you know it's an illusion, the illusion falls. It's time for people to break that trance. It's time for people to come out of your trance and wake up. Get behind Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. You could hear the energy in his voice. Get behind liberty, because win, lose, or draw, we win, because resistance is victory.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Okay, I'll do a little bit of overdrive because I want to get people that are holding at least. I appreciate you calling. We just got a photo in of Santa Claus getting a TSA pat-down. That's going to go up at InfoWars.com, premiering there, sent to us by a listener. That'll go up in the next 10 minutes. If you're watching us on screen, you can see it. It's on YouTube. It's got 128,000 views. You can actually put the headline in and hit search on it. It'll show you the real number, about 150,000 views. Of a video I aired last Friday night on InfoWars Nightly News John Corzine spills his guts to Alex Jones. And I did a little fake interview with myself as John Corzine. It's obviously satire. A, people say, Alex is trying to fool us. It's not really Corzine. No kidding. I sped his voice up like a chipmunk. Then they say, it's anti-Semitic. He has a black hat and a beard. John Corzine is Italian. His name's Italian. And banker, you know, Monopoly men wear a little hat and has a beard, plus Corzine does. So they try to invent stuff. Now, I see this more and more. They froze the view count, and that happens normally with caching, but it didn't happen with other big videos. It happened with our videos. But the proof is the videos in the most viewed area of news and politics have less views in the last 2 days than we do, and the listeners are noticing it. One commenter, Buck PWNZ, Buck Pond, says 123,000 now, and it's not the most viewed, yet a video from the 8th is in 5th place with less views. What a joke. Yeah. And there are videos up there that have had like 50,000 views in 2 days that are there. And then here's ours in 2 days. We'd like double that. And of course, you can again enter the search term into general YouTube and actually get a closer number. And if it is a YouTube malfunction, which it may well be, why is it happening to me and not other folks? You know, the point is that routinely, every day we've got videos that should be on the front page and they're not. And I know then that makes them, instead of getting 200,000 or 300,000 views, they get a million or two. So I know why they don't like it. I remember one time Obama deception got a million views in one day on one channel, and you could see the algorithm was going to probably get about 2-4 million, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 million when it hits that zeitgeist. They just erased it for 2 weeks. And it was a record that we didn't do it. They had to restore it. So we try to make stuff for free, give it to you. The PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers see it first and finance our outreach to you, and they don't want you to see that. So John Corzine spills his guts to Alex Jones. It's up on our YouTube channel. Get it out to everybody. They don't like this video for whatever reason. You know, I told you this was coming years ago because I read Toyota and others talking about it, but here it is. Daily Mail, no more talking behind the wheel. Scientists develop system that can shut down your cell phone while you're driving. And, of course, it also tracks everything you're doing, doubles the surveillance. Here's CNN today. NTSB recommends full ban on use of cell phones while driving. They're the folks that cover up most government terror attacks. Federal action investigators Tuesday called for a nationwide ban on the use of cell phones for text messaging and devices while driving, which sounds reasonable, but that should be a local law and locally enforced. Let me tell you, you're 4 or 5 times more likely, they admit, with texting to kill people than drunk driving. It is dangerous. I mean, I see people all the time swerving, and I pull up and look because, you know, I don't need to see something, say something. I know if somebody's out of control, dangerous, I am going to drop a dime on them because I don't want them killing my family. And they're always on a phone, just like texting while they're driving 80 miles an hour. Dangerous. But again, we don't need the feds doing that. We have jurisdictions for a reason. Very, very serious situation. Again, here's Apple iTunes flaw allowed government spying for 3 years. It's in the international regulations. They have these back doors built in. We got 2 articles now up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. One headline deals, of course, with Ron Paul saying what we all know but needs to be said. Ron Paul, Fast and Furious, is a criminal false flag. Get it out to everybody. The audio and video now posted. And Ron Paul, defense bill establishes martial law in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.